Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Wednesday, April the 17th. And we're supposed to get a big storm here tonight in North Texas. It hasn't started yet, but it's supposed to be big tonight. All the experts are telling us that tonight is going to be huge. And what that means is a lot of hail and a lot of water. So we'll see how it shakes out tonight as we start hearing the hailing and all of the water and all the storms hit the North Texas area. Well, today we're going to be talking about, I have a post over at the American Thinker this morning where I talk about Democrats and Fox News and Senator Sanders going on Fox News. I got some thoughts on that. I thought Senator Sanders was pretty smart in going on Fox News. I think that that's the kind of move that some of these Democrats are going to have to make. We'll see if they're capable of doing that. We're also going to remember today anniversary number 58, that's hard to believe, of what is known as the Bay of Pigs invasion, which happened this week in 1961. And we'll get into that. We'll get into that tonight and some of my memories as well as some of the ways that I remember that day so many years ago. But there's three big stories floating around today in the news. The Mueller report is supposed to be coming out tomorrow, Thursday. And, you know, it doesn't matter what the Mueller report says. The Democrats are not going to buy it. And they're not going to buy it, of course, because portions of the report are going to be redacted, which means that gives them an opportunity to argue about, you know, what's behind the redactions and what's being protected. I mean, it's a bunch of nonsense, frankly. But, you know, I think most of the country is beyond the Mueller report. But the Democrats have to pander to their base. A lot of their base that frankly doesn't want to do anything other than investigate Trump. I think it's a losing idea. I think it's a losing proposition for the Democrats, but they have to do it because they're so invested in that. I mean, it's the same with the tax returns. A lot of Democrats want to see the tax returns, and they want to see the tax returns because they think that somehow this is the way they're going to get Trump. They couldn't get him on Russia. They couldn't get him on Mueller. And now they think they're going to get him on tax returns. Well, they're not. There's nothing in those tax returns. I can tell you what's in the tax returns. Two things. Number one, President Trump made a lot of money. And number two, President Trump has lawyers and accountants working for his organizations that are doing their best to protect their client and doing their best to see how they can save their client money when it comes to taxes. The same thing that, you know, organizations or accountants and lawyers do for other people who have a lot of money. So, you know, that's what the report is going to say. So the tax return issue is really just another expression of frustration on the part of Democrats because they're not really going anywhere politically. If you look at where President Trump is today compared to, let's say, President Obama, President Clinton, even President Reagan at this stage of his presidency, President Trump is actually in a stronger position than those three men. And those three men went on to be reelected. So, I think it's just a big distraction on the part of Democrats. So get ready for it. Get ready for all these allegations about the Mueller report and what's not in it. Get ready about, you know, more and more of these attacks on President Trump over tax returns. I don't really think it matters to people. I think most Americans are beyond that. And in a way, I think the Democrats are really, as they say, barking up the wrong tree. This is not how they're going to keep their majority in the House investigating President Trump. And then, of course, we're still waiting for maybe some explanation of what happened in Paris in that terrible Notre Dame cathedral fire. I mean, it was just unbelievable. I just don't have any words for it. It was just so unbelievable. It's such a great loss. And by the way, speaking of that, we did a great program on Wednesday with Rosine and with Leslie about this. And Leslie wrote a post over at Legal Insurrection as well about this. And, I mean, I thought it was one of our better conversations with Leslie and Rosine. So if you have an opportunity, check out the podcast. It's in the archives on Tuesday, and I think you're going to enjoy a great deal what we said and what was discussed in that particular show. Well, let's talk a little bit about the Democrats and Fox News. I have a post over at the American Thinker where I talk about, this was on Tuesday morning, where I talk about how Senator Sanders benefited a great deal by going on Fox News. First of all, he was able to speak to the largest audience he's probably ever spoken to. The audience that night for Fox News was just unbelievable for Bernie Sanders. So he was able to speak to people who probably have never heard him speak or have never heard him explain anything that he stands for. Now, that could work the other way. It could actually confirm what a lot of people think of Bernie Sanders as a socialist and so on. But it probably introduced him to a lot of people that he had not been introduced to before. So in that sense, I think it was a very smart move on the part of Senator Sanders. Now, on the same day that Senator Sanders was on Fox News for that town hall meeting, the chairman of the Democrats, Mr. Tom Perez, was being interviewed at Fox News, and he was trying to explain why Fox News was not allowed to do a debate among these primary debates that they're doing this year for the nomination of the Democrat Party. And his explanation was, well, you know, I just don't trust the people who run Fox News. They're not going to give us a fair break. Which is, of course, nonsense, absolute nonsense on the part of Tom Perez. And all you have to do is check out the interview that Bernie Sanders did last night. There are plenty of Bernie Sanders supporters in the audience. He got a chance to explain his questions. But I tell you, when Democrats do not go on Fox News, when they do not when they don't answer tough questions, let me put it that way, they're making a big mistake, because one of the ways that you develop your candidacy, your message, one of the ways you become a stronger candidate is to answer tough questions. And if all you're doing is going on Don Lemon or Rachel Maddow, you're getting the questions you can answer. And what you need to be getting are the questions that really test your message, the questions that really force you to think about your message. And they're not going to get that from Rachel Maddow or Don Lemon or the people at those two networks. But they will get that at Fox News. And that's why I think it's in their interest to go on Fox News and do what Bernie Sanders did. I really congratulate Bernie Sanders for what he did, going on Fox News and, you know, saying, hey, I can do this. I can do this. I can take questions from Fox News. You know, they're not, you know, out to get me or anything like that. Let me just say one thing. If you're going to succeed in, let's say, professional sports, you have to be able to win away games. You can't just play at home all the time. You have to be able to take your act on the road and win on the road. And whether it's a baseball team or a football team or basketball or hockey, whatever the sport may be, the teams that can go out and win on the road are the teams that can then turn around, win at home, and those are the teams that win the title. But if you cannot win on the road, you're not going to win any title. I mean, you can win your games at home, but you cannot win on the road, you're not going to win your title. And that's exactly what the Democrats need to do. They've got to get into an audience. They've got to go in front of audiences, or they've got to go in front of interviewers who are going to ask them difficult questions, and they're going to test their message. I guarantee you that Bernie Sanders and his people probably will say things differently after that Fox News town hall meeting, because I think they're going to learn from the questions they got and from the debates that they had that night with the moderators and so on. They're going to learn how to say the same thing they were saying before, but how to say it in a much better way that can connect with people who are not necessarily people who watch MSNBC or CNN. So you become a better candidate. That's all I can tell you. You become a much better candidate when you are able to take questions from whether it's the media or audiences who are not going to give you softballs. I guess that's all I'm saying. If all you're going to do is get softballs at CNN or MSNBC, yeah, you're going to have an easy time, but you're not going to necessarily become a better candidate, because the only way you become a better candidate is by having to answer questions that you don't want to answer, and by having moderators who will ask you difficult questions. We're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back. is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas. By the way, just a reminder, the music that you just heard is the music of my good friend Carlos Gevis. And we have a link to Carlos' link on the website, and you can see on that website where he's playing around Dallas town. And he's been playing in a lot of different places. And as I've said many times on the show before, wherever Carlos is playing, the music is going to be great and the food is going to be great. He's got a knack for playing in places where the food is just absolutely great. So check him out, Carlos Gevis, on his website. We have a link to that on the show information right under the show description. Well, let's talk a little bit about the Bay of Pigs. It was 58 years ago, April 1961, that the Bay of Pigs invasion happened. And it started in Central America, where a number of Cubans went to Cuba to fight Castro, and their effort was to liberate Cuba from Castro and communism. And as it turned out, it didn't go well. The invasion had actually been planned under the Eisenhower administration, and the idea was not to use American troops, but to have some, you know, targeted air power, at least show some American Air Force power to at least take out some of the Cuban Air Force and give the men an opportunity to win on the ground without having to fight the very small Cuban Air Force, but nevertheless, a Cuban Air Force that would have made their life difficult. Well, as everybody knows the story, President Kennedy did not give them the aid that they were expecting to get. It became a very controversial issue, an issue that I have debated 100 times. I think, to make a long story short, President Kennedy made a mistake. He should have given them the assistance. Had he done so, Castro would have been overthrown. And think of how different history would have been. No missile crisis, no communist Soviet state 90 miles away, and all of the other things that came from that. But it didn't pan out that way, as we know. It didn't turn out that way, and it turned out differently. And people like me who were kids at the time, well, we're now living in the United States, and that's a great thing. I'm always obviously delighted that I had a chance to come to the United States. But there's no question that this day changed my life. My life would have been totally different if the Bay of Pigs had turned out to be totally different. But, you know, 58 years later, I don't sit around anymore dwelling about what might have been. I simply sit around on this day, and what I do, and I have a post about this over at Babalu today. What I think about is the men who fought, the brave men, very courageous men, who were willing to fight for Cuba. Most of them were not soldiers by profession. Most of them were just people who were willing to pick up a rifle and go fight for Cuba. And they were willing to die, and many did. And they were willing to go fight for Cuba. Unfortunately, it didn't work out the way they planned it, and that's a shame. But all of these men eventually came back to the United States. Some were left in Cuba in prison. Many people were, in fact, put in prison in Cuba and spent many years in prison. But most of them came back to the United States. They came to the Miami area and, you know, went back to being whatever they were before, merchants, doctors, lawyers, whatever. And they became very successful people there in the Miami area, went on to have children and grandchildren. And because it's 58 years and because time takes its toll, what we're now seeing is many of these men of that generation, well, beginning to lose them. We're beginning to lose them as time passes. So today I just want to say, congratulate and say to that great Cuban generation of heroes of Brigade 2506, I just want to say to all of them, salute. I salute your bravery. I remember your courage and your bravery, and that's what I remember about this day, the Bay of Pigs, 58 years ago. Thank you for listening. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, and I guess the storms are coming. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye, everybody.